for the Pledge of Allegiance.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
All right, roll call.
Kimberly Burton.
Allison Bonanno.
Joe Crapo.
Deborah Earl.
Okay. Public comment. This is a period devoted to comments by the general public about items on this agenda. No discussion, action, or vote may be taken on this agenda item. You will be afforded the opportunity to speak on individual public hearing items at the time they are presented. If you wish to speak to the board council about items within its jurisdiction but not appearing on this agenda, you must wait until the comments by the general public period listed at the end of this agenda. Comments will be limited to 3 minutes. Please step up to the speaker's podium. If applicable, clearly state your name and address, and please spell your last name for the record. If any member of the board council wishes to extend the length of the presentation, this will be done by the chairperson or board council by majority vote. Third, can I get approval of the minutes for January 28th?
I move to approve the minutes of January 28th.
Aye.
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 Okay. Approval of the agenda for February 11th, and hold, combine, or delete any items for possible action. I think as is, yeah. One item, all right.
Move to approve.
We should mix it up and go.
Okay, that might be a little crazy. Okay.
Aye.
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 Informational items, announcements of upcoming county or community meetings and events.
Nothing to report.
Okay.
Thank you.
Planning and zoning? Nothing. Okay, here we go. WS240769 Clyde April waiver of development standards.
Hello there.
Hi.
Hi, I'm Chris Sullivan. I am a local attorney and also April's husband.
Okay.
And so I'm here to give you a little bit of an introduction about our project we're doing at our house at 7994 Lookout Rock Circle. If you don't mind, can I approach the display?
Yeah.
Can you turn it a little bit towards
sure.
us? I can see it better. There's nobody else.
Yeah, there's nobody else here. So.
I heard my voice. I'm just getting over the flu.
Oh, no.
So this is our house right here. And what we're trying to do is do an addition here. Basically, it's just a patio cover, a roof. On the far wall, there'll be a fireplace and a TV. And we're planning on putting an outdoor kitchen right here. We put the pool in about 2 years ago, and I'm Irish, my wife is Scottish. None of us can go outside in the daytime, so we're hoping that we can cast some shadow onto the pool so we can enjoy it. Apparently, there's been a change in some of the zoning, which requires now a 17-foot setback from the wall. You'll notice that my neighbors don't have that, right? So if you look here, for example, this is my friend Jason, who just built this casita about a year and a half ago, and he's got maybe he's a foot off the wall. Mm-hmm. And then if you go around the neighborhood, you'll see more of this pool, for example, is not set back as much. This patio isn't 17 feet from the wall. What I'm trying to do is demonstrate to you that the way that the wall is acting right now, it's going to create some kind of disparate treatment in its application, because I'm getting told that I have to have a 10-foot patio cover. It's basically from, you know, from me to you is all I get for a patio. And I really would like to be able to push it all the way out. I want to go 5 feet from the wall. I think that the letter said 3. I think that's a typo. I think we're 5 feet from the wall at the nearest corner and 7 feet on the other side. The side of it, I think, is about 14 feet from the side though, in total. So I'm a real estate lawyer. I've been in front of all kinds of commissions, planning commissions, and county commissions, and city council, and all that, every court in Vegas. But this is the first time I've had to come in and argue for my own thing.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm hoping that you guys will see to it. What you'll notice if you're coming along the way here on Cimarron, this is a pretty big street. This is about 70 feet wide, a minimum. You've got about a 15-foot buffer right here of landscaping before you hit the road, and then there's another buffer over here of landscaping. So if I'm up here, if my patio cover's here, it doesn't create any canyoning effect. In other words, it's not like a mass plant community where everybody's got a house right up against the fence and it's straight up like a canyon. You know, we're all, everybody's got plenty of open space back here, even all the way down here. You know, my neighbor here, he's on the back wall, and I think he's about a foot off the wall. He built this maybe 4 years ago. You know, so I don't think it's asking too much. All of my neighbors have approved. There's nobody here to object. Mm-hmm. There's 22 houses inside my master plan, and everybody's on board with me.
Has your HOA approved
it? It has, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, and the neighbors on each side, the neighbor over here in front, everybody's with me.
Mm-hmm. I did drive by it. You're just right around the corner from me anyway. And I did notice that, I mean, I was looking at the three, you have to make a showing of the three falling things, and you'll notice that he's not adjacent where he's building it. It's not adjacent to any neighborhoods. Mm-hmm. So it comes off the back where Cimarron, and you're correct, there's quite a bit of setback here from the road to his, which one's your house, right?
This is my house here.
Yeah.
And there's a road here.
This is the entryway.
Right.
This is the entryway. Oh yeah, here.
Is there any undeveloped land anywhere around you right now, or is all the neighborhood completely developed?
This neighborhood is completely developed.
There's no adjacent, maybe over here on the other side of Craig.
But is there, there's no vacant land that's up for sale for development currently anywhere near?
This is the Lamplight Estates or whatever.
Yes, yeah.
Half a mile away to the next step.
His patio, there's not like a land that's above it. It's an entryway into the development, into a gated community.
You're gonna be in that. So your wall is like right here, kind of an angle?
Yeah, so my wall comes here and then it angles.
Yeah, so you're planning on being right in this kind of this corner, right?
Yeah, right where you see this grass is basically where we're gonna put the rooftop. Mm-hmm. And then we'll be able, we took out this wall here and put in one of those giant sliding doors. Mm-hmm. So we can just kind of walk out and enjoy the patio with the TV in the back and the fireplace. And then here would be the outdoor kitchen. This street here has two lanes, and it's separated by this esplanade. There's a big island of trees mm-hmm. in the middle.
Oh, gotcha.
So there's a big space between us. There's a big space here. Again, everybody in my community, all 22 families, are in agreement with me. We're a pretty close-knit family, a neighborhood. I grew up here. I've been in Vegas since 1972. Mm-hmm. And this neighborhood is unlike any neighborhood I've ever lived in. This neighborhood, we have parties. Like, we go from house to house at Christmas. Everybody decorates their house. We do it for 4th of July. We're all a real close-knit community. And they're all in support of it. They all know my kids. So we know all their kids. You know, the kids all play football here. It's a great place to live if you ever want to move in.
I tried to buy that house right there.
I feel like some of the Lamplight, a lot of the Lamplight communities are like that. Yeah.
I have a friend that lives in there, too.
Yeah.
The Lamplight that's near me does a phenomenal
Halloween.
I mean,
oh my gosh.
The one that's by the Gilcrease Orchard.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah, they're good neighborhoods. I don't really know why it works that way, but,
mm-hmm.
you know, I've lived in other neighborhoods when I was a kid, and nobody was really that close. Mm-hmm. You know, when I was little, and we all had dirt bikes, and there was no pavement, you know, north of Rainbow.
Yeah.
It was different. We'd all
go. It was Rancho. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
A couple questions, because we have to ask questions.
Yeah.
Sure. All right. So, how tall is your patio cover going to be at that? Because it's going to slope from the house out, right?
Yeah. So it's at 17 feet, which is just about mid-roof. So we're a two-story.
Uh-huh.
And so we're coming off the roof at the top, about midway,
okay.
and just coming out. Then it slopes down at the end to mm-hmm. just above the wall.
Okay.
Yeah.
And how far off the back wall did you said, I think you said 5 feet?
So this corner would be about 5 feet, and then this corner would be 7. And then to the wall here, it's about 14 feet. And I know that because we've got the patio, the outdoor kitchen is a 10 by 10 kitchen.
Yeah.
And what's the material?
Like, is it going to match?
It's going to be stucco, and then the neighborhood has those back east looking kind of pillars. Mm-hmm. So it's an 8x8 post that's been wrapped in some decorative wrap, painted brown, to match the house.
To match the house. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah, we're doing everything top notch. We just invested about $700,000 on the interior and the front lawn. This will be the finishing thing, and then we're done.
Okay. Any other questions?
Nope.
I will open it up to the public. If anyone wishes to speak on this item, please come up to the podium. Okay.
Seeing none.
I'm going to bring it back to the board. Any additional questions? Okay.
I don't have any questions.
Would anyone like to make a motion?
I move to approve item WS240769, Flag April, waiver of development standards.
Aye.
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 Thank you very much. Appreciate it.
Thank you.
Thank you for putting this together.
Yeah.
Looks like a fun project, too.
It's going to be nice. I'm looking forward to it. It's going to be the first summer I get out there on the sun.
I drove by and went inside, and it just looks really nice what you're doing.
Thanks. Thanks. I really appreciate that. Well, I'm going to let y'all go. You know, cold, windy night, so
yeah,
I'll
noticed
get back to my wife. Thank you, guys.
Oh, bye, guys.
Take care.
Okay.
Thank you.
Okay. General business?
Oh, sorry. Oh, yeah. Oh, very nice.
Matt and my brother were best friends.
Any general business?
No.
No.
Nope.
Okay. Comments by the general public?
Nope.
Next meeting date, February 25th. All right, we will adjourn. Thank you.
This is fantastic.
Record time.
14 minutes.
Record time.